This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
There she blows.
And then I'm checking this to see this.
This can go on the beam.
What the fuck was that? What's? Let's all take a second to figure out what the fuck is happening today. And as soon as we figure that out,
Mercury Auto Insurance is in retro gay.
Boom roasted.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Dynamic Banter. We're off to a great start.
This is the worst the show has ever started, but I'm hopeful for the future.
Dude, I had a really awesome 48 hours, but on our bus back from this trip I'm going to talk a little bit about, we got back at like 9:45, tired as bones.
Tired. You know how tired bones can be.
And I was like, fuck, we still got to drive back to the office so I can pick up Dynamic Banter stuff, like my laptop, which is here, my soundboard, which is here, and the cable that connects the Zoom to the laptop.
Uh-huh. You left it all on the party bus. Did you go on a bachelorette party?
We did. We went to, it was a bachelor, the bachelor TV show party.
Okay.
No, I just, and then I realized that my laptop was dead, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to leave this charging overnight, and then I forgot to do that. So we have no soundboard, we have no laptop, no. But we've got your awesome toy over there.
Suppose so.
You got to carry the whole show, Mike.
It doesn't do the same things.
Is it heavy to carry this whole show?
Yes.
How does that feel on your
emotionally.
Shoulders?
My heart's shoulders are breaking right now.
Oh, I want to say at the top of this episode that...
You're going to spread it to everyone. You're going to be the reason why SoCal gets it nice.
It's already here.
Yeah, but you're going to be the reason.
I'm the reason?
It's why already... everybody gets it.
I'm not a perfect person.
There's many things.
Oh, it's Cecil.
He's upset the real music.
If that's all it takes to keep him away, then we'll never have the soundboard back.
Oh man, I had all these segments. Anyway, tell your stories.
Well, first of all, welcome to the show. I got something to say.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just, it was cartoons. Man watching two cartoons last night. Jim went to bed.
Welcome back to the Cartoon Review Podcast.
No, Owen edited the last video episode of Dynamic
Banter.
Yeah,
everyone in the comments was like, I miss Owen. Like, yeah. He's dead. Like, he's goddamn dead.
But Owen purposefully left his name out of the description.
Because he doesn't want to be associated.
Well, he just doesn't. He's just like, he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo when it comes to like credit and being seen. Yeah. And he's just like, he prefers to be hidden.
Uh-huh. So that's why this episode is dedicated to Owen.
Yes.
And we'd like to do a retrospect. And let's play some nice music.
Owen Patrick Carter was born in 1971. In Pittsburgh, Alabama.
He was born to three mothers and four fathers named John.
And that's F-O-U-R, not F-O-R-E. Or is it the other way around? He was born to our forefathers.
He does. Owen does look like he came from forefathers. Mm-hmm.
at least four.
Yeah. If you ever see somebody with a mustache like that, it's because they're a descendant of forefathers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Owen helped us out in a pinch, because our good boy Ryan, who's back,
had coronavirus,
and it was just a little bit, and then it passed.
Yeah, he had a touch, he had a hit of the Rones.
Yeah, he's a carrier, but he's not, it's not affecting him.
It's a recessive trait.
but yeah, Owen, I just wanted to give a shout out to Owen, because Owen was like, I sent him this subreddit post from the Dynamic Banter subreddit that someone was like, I miss Owen. And they made like this image.
Yeah. Black and white.
Yeah.
Like he's dead.
Right. And then like there was something coming out of the cigarette or whatever. But yeah. I sent it to Owen and he's like, oh, that's cute. And then he was like, and then we started talking about, I was like, man, they don't even know that you edited the last video episode probably. So we're going to talk about it. And Owen's like, no, you don't need to do that.
Yeah. But guess what?
Guess what, buddy? Yeah, so show Owen some love and share that episode or
go
something.
Go over to Owen Rogers and say, Owen.
Owen Rogers.
Owen Rogers. Make sure Owen knows that Owen edited the last episode of this.
Yeah.
No, please don't bother
everyone
Owen.
Everyone tweet at Owen.
I'd ask you to, I'm going to retract that instantly.
Tweet at Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan. Make sure Nolan Ryan knows that Owen came from Four Fathers.
Nolan Ryan Faroki. Christopher Nolan Ryan Faroki.
He directed Cars Turning Into Robots. Two. Cars, versus Ferrari.
Cars that happen to be robots.
Bots in the City.
Yeah, dude. So how are you right
I'm
now?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I'm annoyed and tired.
Yeah.
And
you seem it a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm trying to get over that. And I've been very busy. I'm very upset. I have a lot of live shows coming up. And I'm going to be very upset if they get canceled or postponed. Mm-hmm. Because it takes so much to schedule everything and get tickets. And then I feel bad for people who get tickets, but also like plane tickets and stuff like that and making sure you're blah, blah, blah. There are a lot of things that go into all these live shows. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks that the world can't wash their goddamn hands for a second.
Hey, everybody, wash your damn hands. Are you...
Make sure you get out there and buy as much toilet paper as you can.
Have you considered... cancel, like bowing out
I
of a show?
I have not.
Okay, so no matter what,
it's not up to me.
but like your
we're off to the race.
Wait, remember that time that they put microphones in football players' helmets?
Yeah, I do. We have a clip of it. It's
yeah,
actually
let's hear it.
Dude, do you remember, I think it was 1986, the Giants won the Super Bowl, and Lawrence Taylor had three interceptions yeah. in the national championship game, and he was like...
Dude, do you remember, just recently on Disney Plus, they released Alice in Wonderland, the classic Alice in Wonderland.
Heard of it.
And you know those marching cards.
Yeah,
the
course.
The playing cards. The... So no matter how bad the coronavirus gets, you're still gonna perform.
Yes.
Wow, man. That's surprising to me, I'm gonna be honest.
Why?
Well, I don't peg you for the kind of guy that would continue through a pandemic like
welcome
that.
Back to perform or don't be perform.
It's interesting because this whole coronavirus thing is going to be an experiment in being able to work from home for like a lot of large companies.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, the things that we do don't work like that. Like you can't be a comedian from home, really.
I've been a comedian from home for about 13 years. it doesn't affect,
but like,
I would go to the complete opposite way. And say we work from home every day for the past almost all the years.
Right, but you can't like do what you're doing without leaving your house.
Not do live stand-up shows specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
But people are going to need content to watch in quarantine, baby.
Let's cut to that live feed of the doctors working on coronavirus.
In all honesty, that's coronavirus moving through the United States of America.
We have exclusive audio of the coronavirus.
And then everybody gets it.
You know, we're okay, though, because we're young and we're
not going to die.
We're not going to die.
Here's the thing. We might get it, which means we'll get sick for a couple days, yeah, and then it'll be done. And by the time it comes around next year, we'll have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever.
I have a theory that because I went down a rabbit hole of, like, you know, where are we at with the coronavirus last night.
Did you type that into Google?
Yeah. Rabbit hole of where are we at with coronavirus.
Hey, Siri, where are we at with coronavirus?
By the way, rabbit hole might be a cool website name or something where you could just, like, it has all these deep dives into, like, crazy topics and stuff.
Somebody already opened all the windows for you. You right. Click on like coronavirus and all the windows right. Open.
Yeah, yeah. Or it just like takes aggregate data from like people who use who do that, and then it just like it pings it back to you so you can just go to where everyone's done the research and stuff. That
I just
cool.
Want infographics. Just show me infographics.
Yeah, show me pictures. I don't want to read it.
Yeah.
And by the way, Rabbit Hole is probably already a website for like the Bunny Ranch or something. Like, yeah. Reserve your girls.
Down the rabbit hole.
We got lost. We got a special at the Bunny Ranch. It's called the Rabbit Hole. I was reading a lot about the updates and where we're at with the virus and shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And I thought about how, you know, people are like, there's so many sides. There's like, we're gonna be fine. It's like the flu, or like SARS was worse, or the swine flu was worse. And there's all these conflicting pieces of information. But also, like, I feel like this is the first time something like this has happened in the height of social media.
Yes.
Where everyone can like spread shit.
And contribute. And what's worse, spreading the flu or spreading this misinformation, fear, panic, bullshit?
It's all dangerous.
I would like to say a special everyone listening, everyone within weird earshot of this station.
Even you.
52,000 hertz. If you're driving in your car on the way to work right now, just know that if you have social media, always run your shit through one filter. Does anyone else need what I'm about to say? And I think that's a very smart... If you want to talk about how responsible it is to wash your hands and not touch your face, also think about, does anyone need what I'm about to say on social media?
Yeah, and the same goes for comedians too, but like, if you're really funny, then you don't have to really follow that rule, I don't think. Unless, uh-huh. If you're making jokes and you're really funny.
Yeah, but if you're spreading information about stuff, if you're just panicking out loud, I have so many friends that melt down out loud, whether it's about the elections or a pandemic or whatever. It's just like, and then you look back at it and you were like, wow, I was really going through something that day.
Yeah.
And do hundreds and thousands of people need that?
No.
This is everyone reading your tweets.
Can it be slowed like super down?
Probably.
Let's hear what that sounds like. Wow, cool.
It's 12 hours of the Jurassic Park theme song.
Yeah, dude, it really makes me feel like if we had social media the way it is now during like SARS.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe it would be similar.
What if we had social media during the Black Plague?
Let's imagine that.
Coughed up my lung, TBH.
Ye old haberdashery inflicted with the whooping cough.
I can't believe I went down to the... who was the person who did like magic and music?
Oh, like a lute or like a bards? Or like a, you're talking about like a band or
no,
something?
No, I'm talking about somebody who would have mixed potions.
Oh, like a fuck, apothecary, fucking sure.
Went down
necromancer.
I went down to the apothecary, and every apothecary in town within a mile of my home, because they can only go a mile from their home because it's during the Black Plague, everyone's out of leeches.
Wait, here, I want to play this while we do it.
The apothecary for mile around is all out of leeches.
There we go. Let's do this track. Let's see if this works. Oh, okay, wrong. That's an ad.
Welcome so
let's
back.
Just... Hey guys, welcome back to Dynamic Banter.
Oh fuck, you can't read the ads, huh?
No, I could do it. I could do it from here.
Oh, nice.
Any second now. It's playing and it's just not... Hear ye, hear ye. Today I went to the town square and it turns out they are purchasing all of the rocks. I cannot find rocks. I went to 3 different towns. It took me 7 weeks.
I'm tired of the panic when all I need are rocks for my family's well-being.
I can't just go to any pond.
The apothecary is all out of spells. How will I heal my mother?
I need goose feathers. Do you understand? I need goose feathers. Retweet.
And then the person next to him is like, he needs goose feathers. And then it spreads to the whole town. It sounds like this.
And then there's one reply in there that's like, I don't support big goose feathers because of political reasons. I don't support big down.
This is a hoax by by the serfs. This is a serf generated hoax.
But there were people saying that, like, you know, the scariest thing about the coronavirus is that there's no cure and there won't be like a vaccine or whatever for like another year. Oh. And it's like, there isn't a cure for the flu. Mm-hmm. There isn't. There hasn't been. And the flu's been around for like a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And the flu kills people too, for sure.
Yeah.
People who are immunocompromised.
More
or people old
than
people.
The coronavirus.
Totally, yeah. Well, and to date, yeah.
You know what else kills people? Guns.
Oh, shit.
And we're not going to Target and banning all the guns, are we?
I really hope not.
Steve is very pro-gun. Steve is very pro-guns and Target.
you know, I mean, I don't know. I really do think social media is, like, is really...
you know what the goddamn problem
intensifying
is,
intensifying the panic.
To piggyback on that, we didn't get good information from the top.
That's the thing.
You know?
Yeah.
So it all trickles down to everyone not knowing how to feel about it because I'm not going to get into politics.
But then there's the issue of who's the top.
White
and,
House.
And also like...
The leader of the country.
Right. Of the world, right? The White House is the leader
free
of
world.
The world.
Only the free world.
No, but like, who's the top and do you trust that top and are there other tops? And that's the problem. It's like... There's all of these sources that conceivably are the definitive source, mm-hmm. but they're saying different things than this other definitive source.
It's almost like we've had 4 years of mistrusting information
right,
from
right.
the media.
Thank you, Trump. Thank you, Donald Trump.
Thank you, Donald Trump, and thank you to the dishonest media.
Yeah.
Can't trust anyone anymore. Just lock yourself in your house and listen to some Dynamic Bontier.
But I don't know, man. I think social media is really blown out of proportion, maybe. And I think, you know, maybe people just don't fucking know, man. Like, maybe just the top doesn't know. It's like there aren't enough tests.
Yeah, but they're the ones that all the scientists are talking to.
Right.
You know, so it's not like the information isn't. It's not like no one, like a meteor fell to Earth and then something crawled out of it. And we're like, we have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
A meteor fell into the Jersey Shore and attacked New York City.
Right.
We have no idea what it is. That's
right.
not what it's like.
We know
it, there
yeah.
are scientists who study this shit, and there are people listening to scientists and people not listening to scientists.
Right.
And everyone is talking as loud as they can.
But even
and it sounds like this. So far, that's the most useful button.
But
we
even
have.
The fucking scientists are like not agreeing. There's like all of this fucking confusing shit.
Well, there's so many different scientists.
And the thing is like, you know, we know it's like the flu or like, what's the other thing? Like SARS or what's the other coronavirus thing? The other, what is it, right?
MRSA.
Mensa.
Ringworm.
What? Yeah, whatever. We know it's like a, we know it's like a flu that's like very bad and spreads very quickly and is dangerous to old people and people with compromised immune systems.
Yeah,
like we know that.
But and whites.
But there are things like we don't know things like how long does it survive on surfaces and can it be like if we order stuff from China and it comes in the mail. Like, could we potentially get coronavirus from something that was delivered from fucking Amazon? And there's all of these things we don't know, but that's where it starts to spiral out of control into, like, panic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think the bottom line is right now, as far as what we know, is we should be treating this like a flu.
Uh-huh.
Like a really fucking bad flu.
Like a flu.
Oh, like a flu.
I was as sick as I could be,
like
the flu.
But yeah, we should be treating it like a bad flu.
Uh-huh.
And how do you treat a bad flu? Well, when it's flu season,
chicken soup.
You get a flu shot or something, or chicken soup. You stay the fuck home. If someone's sick in your office of thousands of people, you stay the fuck home. That person should stay the fuck home.
Yes.
And you just kind of like fucking treat it like a bad flu. You just try to stay away from it. Wash your fucking hands. Don't touch your eyes or your mouth.
Don't touch a kid's eyes.
Don't touch a kid's eyes. Stop touching children's eyes.
I always say.
Yeah.
I've been saying that. And to be fair, I've been saying that long before this flu thing even hit. Stop touching kids' eyes.
Let's cut to a clip. That sounds nice. That's a good clip.
Fuck my ass, dude. I met a germaphobe the other day at a comedy show. And I
what was that like?
Instantly like, this must be a goddamn nightmare.
Were they like wearing a hazmat suit or something? Or what made you, what indicated they were a germaphobe?
I got to a show and she was not the host, but she was like the point person. And I said, hey, I'm Mike. I'm here. I'm just checking in. And she goes, I'm not going to shake your hand because I'm a huge germaphobe. And that's when I knew.
Okay, great. So she's a self-professed germaphobe.
I got it from context clues.
Right.
Which is also
the coolest
thing.
You put two and two together.
Yeah. Yeah. I put two and two together, coughed it in my hands, and slapped her in the face.
I've seen the things where it's like, don't shake hands, just do this or something.
Why that?
Because it's like, you know, it's like, hey, man, what's up? Live long and prosper, you know?
Why not just
because that's like, wave? You could do that too. I've seen finger guns like, hey.
Not in this climate?
Ooh, I know. That's true. Good point. You never know. There's always something going on. I don't know. I don't want to talk too much about it because it's really just kind of everywhere. And it's, you know, the virus itself is everywhere.
Yes.
And last night.
I wish this show spread as quickly as a virus would.
They call that viral, I believe.
Going virus.
Going virus.
This podcast is going straight Rona.
But anyway, so, dude, I just got back from like, oh, do you want to talk about your germaphobe friend or that was it?
I will.
Oh, okay.
I will.
Really quick because there's going to be like a vlog about it eventually so you guys can see it. But,
now, what is a vlog for anyone who
doesn't
know?
It's a video log.
Uh-huh.
And what is a blog?
Okay.
But yeah, dude, Sony Pictures had a like press junket event for Jumanji The Next Level.
Yeah.
Jumanji 2.
Was my friend Dwayne there?
No, he wasn't. I wish he was.
He's in quarantine right now.
He needs to be protected at all costs.
Yeah.
He needs to be. I think if anyone needed to be in that bunker where you could survive, it's him for sure.
Yeah.
But there were some people from the film there, and it was a really cool event. It was like a 48-hour thing. They took us to this VR place, and we did this like Jumanji VR thing where you like walk around like a maze or something. There's all these things you can touch, and it's really cool.
Was it scary?
Totally. Yeah. Cause there are like heights. You're like up on cliff sides and you're like, it's like fucked up.
What?
Yeah. I, as soon as you go into the game, you're like on a cliff edge and you're like looking down and it's like thousands of feet down, like you're in Jumanji.
Damn.
And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Yeah. Like, I know I'm in a flat room probably, and
I'd like to see you from the outside.
Dude, that's the thing I was telling them there. I was like, you guys need to start a YouTube channel where it's just the fucking security camera footage.
Yeah.
Because you know,
like, but we spent $100,000 on filming this other stuff. Like, no, you don't understand. That's not the good stuff.
I don't think they really were listening to me, because I was like, that's something that could be really funny. Because I was like, do people fall and like do stupid shit? And he's like, all the time. I'm like, then you come on.
No, you don't listen to the content creators.
No.
You listen to the people.
Right. Listen to the technology
who think
people.
They have a good idea.
Listen to the studios. Right. But it was so cool. And then, what's her last name? I met Morgan, Turner. Yeah, Morgan Turner.
Uh-huh.
Who is...
Morgan Turner Overdrive.
Morgan Turner Overdrive. Morgan Turner Classic Movies. Morgan Turnaround.
Morgan Turner... Morgan Turner into the authorities if she starts coughing.
But yeah, she was in Jumanji. She's the girl that becomes the Karen Gillan character. Have you seen the Jumanjis at all?
No.
You saw the Robin Williams one?
No.
Really, Mike?
Yeah. That's surprising to you still after all this time?
Well, Jumanji is, because that's one of those like spectacle movies that we were kind of young at the time, and you go to see it because it's fucking Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you say you.
It's a fucking like massively popular film. It wasn't, I mean, a lot of people love that movie.
Uh-huh.
You saw a lot of Robin Williams movies, right?
The Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, yeah. There
where
you
she
go.
Goes, she plays that game in the jungle. The old lady puts her face in the pie, then a rhino comes out of the living room.
There you go. See, you know shit like that. How do you know that much about it, but you haven't seen
because I'm not an idiot. I've seen trailers
what
before.
What do you think Jumanji is about? The original.
Jumanji is about a game where you go into a game.
Yeah.
And you roll the dice.
Yeah.
And depending on what comes out on the dice, there are snakes.
Yeah, you got it. Or spiders. Or ducks.
If you would let me finish, I would have said all that stuff.
What is a
mom? It's a little quiet, but that's my favorite one, I think.
Morgan Turner is in the movie, and she's great. She's in the, not the Robin Williams one.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the sequel, Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, and Jumanji The Next Level, which is the new one that's coming out.
How many Jumanjis are there?
There's like technically four. Because there's Jumanji with Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Then there's Zathura, which is a space Jumanji.
That's where the bitches get their makeup.
That's where dudes go to get gift cards for their girls that are mad at them.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit.
Zathura was, I want to say Jon Favreau directed Zathura.
Jon Favreau of PCU fame.
That's the one.
Gutter.
One of the Fab Four.
Are you ever surprised at the movies that I have seen?
No.
Because I can quote PCU all day.
I bet you've... Can I try to nail five movies I'm pretty sure you've seen that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, this will be a fun game. Do we have any theme music from the laptop?
Yes, we do. Okay. Rudy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jon Favreau. I've seen all Jon Favreau films.
Okay, you've seen Rudy.
Rudy Rudiger.
Half-Baked.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Great.
That's
okay.
Kind of, I mean, we playing T-ball here? Or all what?
Right, let's go a little deeper. Austin Powers.
any movie that came out in 95.
Dude, I'm surprised. Like, seriously. I mean, Jumanji.
When I was a little kid, I saw movies. Those are all little kid times.
So you want me to go a little newer and see when if we did, can find.
When do people start fucking?
When they're like 12?
After 16 years old, I probably didn't see.
Oh, because you were too busy chasing fucking. Tail. Yeah.
I was busy fucking. I was playing sports. I was doing drawings. I was playing music.
Like drawings to win things?
Yeah. I was buying tickets. I was in so many. I was a raffle head.
Local raffles.
Where are my raffle heads at?
Dude, there are raffle heads for sure.
Yeah,
dude, there's a raffle going on in Orange County. You could win a fucking Fender guitar, dude. Let's go.
A Mexican Fender or American Strat?
But okay, so I've got three. Okay, so I'm going to try to go more modern. Mm-hmm.
And if you get all five, everyone wins a hoodie.
Everyone that follows us on Twitter gets a hoodie. Byron's like, I think we got to end this.
I quit. Can I say I quit?
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna take a shot in the dark here. It's not super new, but
don't be afraid, Steve. Take that leap.
James Bond, GoldenEye.
I actually have not seen that.
Wow.
I played the game 1,000 times. I could probably tell you what happens based on the video game.
Did you see?
Everyone has a big head, shoots paintballs at each other. And then they find the key card and he jumps off a dam.
They look like Minecraft people.
That game scared the fuck out of me. Scoodoo, scoodoo.
Did you see any of the Daniel Craig James Bond movies? Like, no. You haven't seen any James Bond movies, really?
I have no interest. I saw one, and it's the one where he goes, Christmas comes once a year.
A Christmas Carol?
No, he is fucking someone. I don't remember that. I thought Christmas only came once a year.
Is that Sean Connery?
No.
Pierce Brosnan. Okay, so maybe you did see GoldenEye.
I think it was, what was after GoldenEye?
Tomorrow is a day to remember.
Tomorrow is yesterday twice.
Yesterday is a gun.
Yesterday was today before tomorrow happened. James Bond.
The life force of solace. Oh, there was the Quantum of Solace. That was a James Bond movie.
Is that the one with the crystal skulls in it?
Yeah. That... all right. Well, I failed that game, but I got the first three. And I think if I could keep going in old movies direction, I think I could get the rest of them.
Yeah.
Can I
like
try?
90s things. We can come up with a couple.
Like
of
Point Break.
Things.
You ever see Point Break? Oh shit.
No, but I do have friends that are upset with me because I haven't seen that. That's the one where Patrick Swayze fights a wave or something.
Uh huh.
And he tries to get out of Los Angeles.
Right. It's him and his sidekick, which is a surfboard, and they fight waves.
And the surfboard talks and is like, "Hello, Michael."
Right, right. Did you see Con Air?
No.
Wow.
That's the one where Nicolas Cage is on Soul Plane.
Yes, on Snakes on a Plane. Is there Snakes on a Plane with Nicolas Cage? Okay, now I'm going to get into super obvious stuff. Suburban Commando.
No.
What?
What is that?
That's a fucking Hulk Hogan movie.
Oh, yeah, there's no...
With Christopher
Lloyd? My allegiance to Hulk Hogan stops at WWF.
But that was like the 90s.
Yeah.
Were you a Hulkster fan in the 90s?
Yeah, big, huge.
You must have. He's like a space guy, and Christopher Lloyd's in it. He like comes from space. He's like an alien or something, and Christopher Lloyd's in
terrible.
It.
Terrible.
No, dude, it's great. I mean, it's bad. Great.
Yeah, I saw No Holds Barred.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Because at one point he goes, somebody shits their pants, mm-hmm. and he goes, "What is that?" And and the guy answers,
Dookie. Dookie?
Yeah.
No one says Dookie anymore.
No one says Dookie. Dookie is the most 90s term ever.
Right, right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, so I went on this fucking thing and it was so cool. And I met Morgan Turner, who plays, I forgot her character name, but she's the young girl that becomes...
Tom Hanks.
The man murderer killer guy in the Jumanji game. Yeah.
Okay.
Karen Gillan from Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff like that.
Is the Robin Williams Jumanji
related. Jumanji, of course, is spinning EDM at the festival.
Yeah,
that just got
canceled. Oh no, I gotta cancel my flight.
The Electronic Lights Festival E3. Is the Robin Williams one related to the rock ones?
Yeah, loosely. There's like a reference to Robin Williams' character in the Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, which is the first sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And technically Zathura isn't a Jumanji movie, but it's kind of like it's the same author of the Jumanji book, and it's like a board game that does shit. So it's kind of like in the same realm. But
okay. Do they play Jumanji in Sephora?
We gotta let's call a Sephora right now.
All
right,
let's see.
Oh my God.
They didn't pick up.
But yeah, it was great. And then so this Morgan Turner girl, who's wonderful, she's a great girl. She shows up, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the girl from the movie. She's great. She's awesome. And everyone's like, kind of doing that thing where they don't want to go talk to her, and like, you know, the whole like. We're as influencers, as YouTubers, as content creators, whatever you want to say, whenever we are invited to events where there are talent from a film or something,
from
or TV
media.
Show or real media,
yeah.
They tell us to leave them the fuck alone, basically, and only talk to
don't
them.
Don't go up to Will Forte for any reason.
Right. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, or maybe 10 times out of 9, it's because they don't want to talk to anybody, really, and they don't want to be bothered, and that's totally understandable, and I get that.
They're there to fulfill a contractual obligation.
Right. And so everybody there was being kind of, like, respectable in that way. Like, no one told us for this particular event to stay away from talent, you know, it's kind of an unwritten thing to just kind of like, you know, do you want to be bothered and have people come up to you and be like, oh my God, and shit like that.
You know what's really funny about that? It's like a little dance, like a little Sadie Hawkins dance. And the rich people are on this side of the
room. Yes.
And then the rich influencers are on this side of the room. And they're like, okay, for a limited time only, get together and take pictures and look like
right.
you're having an amazing time.
Right, right.
And then everyone tweet about it. So everyone on the outside world thinks everyone
mingled. Right, exactly.
And we'll get Will Forte out of here just as fast as possible.
And even though the Sadie Hawkins reference is like perfect, it totally is, the only difference is that, you know, there's boys and girls on one side and they're all scared to but they're all still like acknowledging each other, like they're looking at each other like, oh hey,
hi.
Like in this
big fan of your work.
In this instance, the rich people don't even see the other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just like, oh, there's other people in this room.
Yeah.
Like, but the people that are not are like, there's that guy that was in that thing, holy shit.
Uh-huh.
But
they never like, did Catherine Turner Overdrive be like those? Well, that's a bad example. What if Will Forte was like, wait a minute, you were in that SourceFed video where you guys crawled around a table.
Lose my shit. I would lose my shit.
Yeah.
But that technically kind of happened in this instance because Morgan was standing around and people weren't bothering her, and then I looked over and saw her and was like, no one's bothering her, which is good, but no one's even like saying hi to her.
Yeah, I gotta treat her like a person.
Yeah, and I felt like shit about that, so I was like, I'm gonna go talk to her in just a second, because I was in the middle of a conversation with this group of people we were all with, and I was like, I'm gonna go be the guy that breaks the ice and includes her, because she's gonna be on our bus with us and while we go on this fucking 2-day journey and shit. So excuse me,
was that me? I'm sorry if that was me.
My shards.
That was me.
Anyway, so I was looking over at her and I was like, I'm gonna go talk to her in just a second, and then moments later she comes over and she's like, first of all, I'm Steve Zaragoza. I know who you are. I love Dynamic Banter. I'm a huge Dynamic Banter fan.
That's fucking awesome.
And it blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because she's in Jumanji and she's great. And I watched her movie the day before and was like, she's great. And it was such an interesting moment because I wanted to just be like, hey, you're great in Jumanji. My name is Steve. And, you know, come hang out with our friends. Here's my girlfriend, Alana. And here's all these other people and stuff. But instead, she was the one that was like, I'm a Dynamic Banter fan. I love you guys.
It would have been so funny if you were like, can we just take a picture
and get on the bus?
You get the fuck out of here, please.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I am. Anyway, nice to meet you.
I am him, aren't I?
I'm him. Oh yeah, last I checked. That's
so funny, man.
And she was afraid that, like, because she was told there was going to be, like, you know, content creators, YouTubers, whatever there, and she was like nervous that, you know, they might not be great people.
Dude, such a terrible. So many people have given people who do what we do such a terrible fucking reputation.
Oh yeah,
and that's because most of them who are of a certain echelon didn't do the earn your way up thing. Totally. It's like they're good looking, and then somebody who's like, we can make a lot of money off you being good looking and saying whatever, put them in a certain place. Mm-hmm. And then they have like the views in the audience. So now it's like put them in the same room as Will Forte.
Right.
And ruin the relationship between Hollywood and people who have worked themselves up to a certain point.
And there totally was a time where studios were like swallowing up these like gorgeous YouTuber content creator people. And then they like were duds and the shit didn't work out and things failed and shows failed and movies failed and it was like a big problem. And then
let's cut to a clip of that.
And then for people like us who were like, it's our dream to break through into the old media, TV or movies or whatever, it really ruined that dream a little bit, because it was like, fuck, those fuckers ruined it for us, you know? But I'm actually happy to say, Mike, and I don't know if this is everyone, but I've had a couple of meetings lately with, like, you know, some studios and things like that, where every single one of them have mentioned that the days of just plucking a creator out of thin air because they have millions of followers and giving them a show are not only over, it doesn't happen anymore. Now it's like, if you have a lot of followers, you can get into a room for sure.
Yeah.
But now they're like actually looking for talent.
That's great. That's great. Right on time,
it's
too.
It's crazy. I know. Right before we all die.
But yeah. Hey, can I take a meeting? Also, I just shit my pants.
No, but dude, it's happening. And there was one meeting and I was like, wow, that's amazing to hear.
Yeah.
But I was like, but this is one place, right? No, truly. It's like at least three different studios, it seems, in their division where they talk to people like us.
Yeah,
they're truly like, we're looking for fucking actually talented people now.
Good. Well, it's keep so your eyes exciting. Peeled, Hollywood.
Yeah, man.
Because we're coming up.
Here comes.
Where else are you gonna find shit like this?
The ugly, funny people are coming. Prepare yourself.
Hold on to your jobs, idiots.
We're coming for your jobs, pretty boy. But anyway,
you beautiful rich pieces of shit.
Time for you to take a step to the side. I'm gonna take my bag off and be on a TV show.
We're waiting for y'all to get me too'd.
But anyway, so it was a great time, and Morgan was just so awesome. And
dude, that's like the third movie star that likes us.
Dude, yeah, totally. Like, fucking Finn Wolfhard is like a huge fan of SourceFed, and he like watched SourceFed.
Dude, so. We're beyond that. Let's count down. We'll do Malcolm as the OG.
Yeah, yeah.
But Malcolm was our friend before he was very successful. Yeah, I'm still counting him for the sake of padding our numbers.
Right.
Nick.
Yeah.
Tony. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah.
Finn. Huck Finn.
Yeah.
Balor.
Yeah. Morgan now.
That's the Jumanji? Turner Overdrive lady.
Oh, right.
I couldn't remember.
Morgan Turner Overdrive.
Morgan, that's my apologies. Cover your mouth. That's all I can think of.
But Alana was like, young Hollywood likes dynamic banter. See, that's pretty cool.
Young money. Yeah, that's true. That's very
nice.
But
it's cool. And then I was like, Morgan, come be on Dynamic Banter. And she was like, are you kidding me?
Never in my life.
I wouldn't.
And then Will Forte picks her up and is Aston Martin.
Finn Wolfhard comes in his own little drone that two people can fit in.
He's hanging onto the bottom of the drone. Let's go, Morgan! I'll get you out of here.
But she was like, I would... She doesn't live in LA, but she was like, I would come... I would specifically travel to Los Angeles to be on Dynamic Banter.
That's a very, very nice thing of hers.
Yeah, we gotta get her on. And she has like three bands and she's like,
cool,
yeah,
man.
We could talk about her music and stuff. Nice. But she's great. But anyway, this journey was fucking crazy. We went to an ostrich farm and we were like in an ostrich Like they put us in with the ostriches. In an ostrich. We were in an ostrich.
And there's GoPro footage. These ostrich eyes. I saw that movie.
We all got swarlowed by an ostrich. Swarlowed. We should do ads, but sure. Yeah.
Can I say before the ads start that we have released, sold out, and restocked these goddamn chicken hoodies, man.
Yeah.
People went nuts for the chicken hoodies, and me and Steve want to say from the bottom of our infected throats that we love you so much. And thank you so much for all the support. It's such a cool thing when we release something, you guys get real horny for it. And thank you for that.
From the bottom of my coronavirus infected heart, we love you.
And keep in mind, I'll be fine in about 8 days or so. But right now, I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Something. But anyway, yeah, it was really scary to be with Austria in the same...
They're gigantic.
They're insane.
It's like a dinosaur.
They're dinosaurs. Straight up, they're dinosaurs, and they're fucking terrifying.
And they're fast as fuck.
They're fast, and they're very strong. And
did you wrestle one?
They, oh yeah, and it beat me. No, their legs are like, they kick, I guess, when they fight.
When they feel threatened.
When they're scared.
Yeah.
They're incredibly... they're scared. They're very skittish and scared. Like
that's the best when strong animals are scared.
I know, right?
I'm TBS.
You can when strong animals are scared. The top 10 scared animals. I feel like any
Let's
day
cut
now.
To this bear who's nervous.
Check out this nervous pelican for like 3 minutes.
Here's a gecko going very fast, very nervous and scared. Doesn't want to get stepped on.
Here's a chihuahua that looks real scared, huh?
You're going to have to cut that part out. Something terrible is going to happen with chihuahuas.
Tweet. We're sorry we had to edit out something from the episode.
Hey, guys, podcast is going to be late. We had a bunch of scared chihuahuas write a bunch of letters.
The guy was saying at the ostrich farm, he was saying that they're so strong that they can kill a lion with their kick. And then they're like, here you go. They open the door and put us in there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool.
So anyway, keep your helmet on.
And also they're like, I mean, we weren't wearing any protective gear or anything. We just went in as we were.
Just had your wits about you.
We had our wits about us. And they were like... They might snatch your glasses or your jewelry. What?
Yeah, they're big into robbing people.
They're trained to do that, obviously. So the it's a real scam.
In the wild, they learn to take people's wallets.
You know, it's just a genetic thing. You know, it's just an instinct for them to
it's
steal
a survival
your wallet
thing. Everybody needs that cash.
But it was crazy, and we were feeding them, and it was really cool. And then we got into a truck, and they like drove us around the land, and cool. Then we were like driving next to like running ostriches and stuff. And the reason why we did that is because in the latest Jumanji movie, there's like an ostrich scene where they're being chased by these like creepy. Like dinosaur ostrich.
Man, the
hybrid.
Lengths that they go to be like, please tweet about this movie.
Dude, I know. And it's like, on the outside, it's like, wow, man, they really put a lot of effort into this. But being a part of it was like, it was awesome.
That's great.
Every part of it was cool. And I'm not even just saying that because they sent me on this trip. But, mm-hmm. And then we stayed in Solvang. And then we got to meet Rhys Darby, who was in, he's in Jumanji, but he's also like, in Fly to the Conchords and What
oh,
We Do
yeah,
in
the
Shadows.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's very funny.
And
Central Park.
Right, Jumanji. But he's so great. He's great. And
did he let you get near him? Or
I mean, as close as I could. But
keep your distance, love.
Dude, he's so funny, and he intimidated me so much with how funny he is, but he's just this really sweet guy. But I texted Owen because I knew Owen would be the most disappointed in me, and I felt bad, and I was like, I couldn't be funny. I tried to be, like, I couldn't even try to be funny around him. He's just like a really incredible improviser, and he's in all these like indie improv comedies, and he's just so fucking funny, and I felt so intimidated by his ability to be so funny.
I get that. But the thing with comedians is, like, they're always getting people trying to be funny at them.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I actually watched other people try, and I was like, oh, man, I wish... I mean, I felt kind of like I should have tried more, but... But, you know, I was just shooting the shit with him.
And, dude, I've met comedians who will ask me if I'm a comedian based on the fact that I haven't tried to make them laugh. Like, everybody tries to make me laugh. Are you a comedian? I'm like, right. Yeah. I was like, how did you know that? Well, you haven't tried to say one funny thing. So that's a little tidbit you could.
I mean, it wasn't like there was a camera rolling. So it was like, you try to get your shit in.
Uh-huh.
If there weren't cameras rolling, then I wouldn't even have bothered to try to be funny, you know?
Yeah.
But since the cameras were rolling and we were making content, you know, I wanted to try, but...
Dude, I picture everyone saying something real funny, and he says something real funny, and the person between you and him says something real funny, and then they cut to you, and there's a pregnant pause, and then you just make a fart noise with your hand.
Anyway, but it was such a great time. And then we went dune buggy riding in the rain in Pismo Beach.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Dude, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, my head to toe, I was soaked, but yeah. I was like in all this gear.
That's how you catch it.
I know, I think it is. But Alana was in the same dune buggy with me, and I was the driver. And we're going like on the sides of dunes and down these like really deep hills. It was like fucking terrifying, but
that's really cool.
It was awesome, man. And I don't do shit like that because I'm really like, I'll look from afar.
Yeah. I'm glad you had that experience. I'm glad you let yourself do
it. Yeah, dude, I did. And it was awesome. And there was like a GoPro in the car. And so there'll be footage later at some point, but it was really cool, man. And it was like being on a field trip, you know, like I didn't really get to do that much because I was, you know, we were at a school where like
no one would ever sign the permission.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, you know, the field trips sucked. It was like, let's go to the Kmart.
Let's go to the planetarium. Let's ride a dune buggy into the planetarium.
And let ostriches loose inside.
Let's go to the Kmart. Let's go buy toilet paper with the class.
They just opened a garden section at the Kmart. Let's all go. Get your parents to sign this permission. But a bunch of great people were there, like Joven and Wes from Smosh Games, like the old Smosh Games, and just like a bunch of cool people. It was great. It was good times. But great. Anyway, but you'll see a video of that eventually. Maybe okay. Ryan will edit it. But
it's like, if you pay me to, bitch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's do some ads here. Guys, let's talk about honey really quick.
I love honey, Steve.
Oh, me too. I love honey because it helps me save money. Honey, yes. And money. And so everybody knows, since you've heard us talk about honey before, that honey is a free online shopping tool that automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart. And you know how great it feels to save money.
Oh my God, it feels so great.
But how does it feel to save with honey? Well, saving with honey feels like sliding into the seat of a train before the doors close, or hitting every green light on your commute, or finishing up your podcast episode right as you walk into work. Huh? How about that?
Man, every time I finish my podcast episode right before I get into work, I'm like, this feels like saving money.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I actually used honey to purchase something on, shit, what was it? Maybe it was Best Buy. I was pre-ordering something. I was buying a game or I can't remember. But Mike, you've also used honey, right?
So many times.
Yeah.
I used it to buy. Thank goodness Zoya doesn't listen to this. Her birthday is at the end of the month, the 27th. And I bought her a cool pair of Reeboks and I used honey.
Nice, dude. And you saved some money, probably.
And it felt like finishing my favorite podcast right before I went into the walk-in to get tested for coronavirus.
Mike, I want to know, though, how did it feel when you save money?
I just told you.
Yeah, but tell me again.
It felt like having the coronavirus.
I don't think that's good.
And then not having it after a couple days.
It felt like thinking you had the coronavirus, but then being told you didn't.
Being tested and being negative for the coronavirus.
Guys, Honey has found its over 18 million members, over 2 billion dollars in savings. How crazy is that? And did you know that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online, including Macy's, Target, Sephora, we were just talking about that, Best Buy, and more. And they're adding more every day. And users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. How about that, guys? And using Honey feels pretty great. Think of it as a little daily victory. Plus, it's free to use and installs in just a few seconds.
And it's always there, dude, in the background. Mm-hmm. Whenever you go to the checkout page, you're like, oh, I forgot about this. And it's working for me, with me.
And there's that cute little coin boy that like shows you. He's like a little coin.
Why don't they talk about that?
I know. I love the coin. Go check. Go to, well, for, you can get Honey for free, first of all, at joinhoney.com/banter. But go to, just even if you're like, I don't really care, just still go to joinhoney.com/banter and just see the coin guy.
Just look at him.
Give him a look. but definitely check it out. And you know, you just, it's so easy to install and it's free. I mean, you know, it's easy. It's just like a couple of clicks or something. But anyway, yes, joinhoney.com/banter and join the likes of Mike and I and so many others that have saved and are currently still saving so much money using a free, awesome, helpful little coin service.
Do you have money? Do you want to keep a good deal of it but still buy stuff? Go to honey.com.
Join Honey.
Joinhoney.com, I said, slash banter.
Joinhoney.com, I said, if you were listening to me.
Do we have another one?
Yes, we do.
I can't wait. You did such a great job with the first one, Steve.
I know, right? It just seemed like we're not... Don't you wish you were at the post office right now?
I wish I was at the post office right now.
Me neither. Running a business or keeping up with your schedule takes a lot. And sometimes there just aren't enough hours in the day.
Steve, can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I don't wish I was at the post office right now.
Me, I'll also... You got better slash more important things to do, guys. There's only so many hours in the day is what I just said about it. That's why you need Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Now, really think about that. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com.
So I could wait in line at Stamps.com?
No, you don't. That's the best part. You don't have to. That's the best part of Stamps.com, Mike. They're an on-demand postage, means that you can skip the trip to the office, you can the post office, you can skip that trip, you can skip the line.
And in this time of corona and time of uncertainty, you're going to want to skip the line.
Yeah, guys, and plus, you can save money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. That's true. In these trying times, stamps.com would be very helpful. I feel, especially if you are in an area that's like mandatory quarantine where you have to stay home,
but you still need to send stuff out.
Yeah, you can ship things out. Absolutely. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease.
Are you a warehouse? Sound off in the comments below.
You simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. And once your mail is ready, you just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple, you guys. And time isn't the only thing you'll be saving. With Stamps.com, you can get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. And there's no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, you guys. It saves you time and money. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. So guys, right now, our listeners, that's you, get a special free offer. I'm sorry, a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage. Wait, I was jumping the gun a little bit.
Wait a minute.
It's a 4-week trial with free postage and a free digital scale. How about that? So there is free stuff here. I just jumped the gun a bit. And there's no long-term commitment whatsoever. So you just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in banter.
Banter.
That's stamps.com, microphone at the top of the homepage, and enter banter. Thank you, stamps.com.
And thank you for your support of the show, and thank you for your support of stamps.com and Honey and all the rest of the great sponsors that do this show up nice. Steve, speaking of doing the show up nice, would you like to play everyone's second or third favorite game show? Be nice or don't be nice.
Mike, I would absolutely love it, and I believe that you can tell by the sound of this audience clapping. Wow, we got a bigger crowd.
So great to be here, Steve. We have three Be Nice or Don't Be Nice. One was sent in by a lovely lady named Elizabeth.
Ooh.
Elizabeth with an S. Oh, so nice. Steve, we all know how the game works. I give you three hypothetical scenarios, and you, like the newlywed game, try to decide if your boy Mike in that situation would be nice. Or don't be nice.
Clap, 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 clap.
Clap, clap, clap. Tons of claps. Ryan would be doing it, but he's fired.
There he is. His hands are too busy breaking tripods.
Everything in here is broken. Everything's broken.
Snapping tripods in half.
That's a standing desk, Ryan. Steve, for your first be nice or don't be nice, we're going to go Corona theme.
Hang on, let me look out the window of this 1970s airplane and just check out the vista for a second. Wonderful. All right.
Okay, Steve, you're me, and you're in Target, and you see people buying all of the toilet paper. They turn around to maybe ask you what time it is.
Wow, you really witnessed this?
And in that situation, you are be nice or not be nice.
I mean, for me, I would be
in the middle of a
like,
pandemic, Steve.
I would say it's time for y'all to put the fucking toilet paper down and fuck off. That's what time it is.
Okay.
It's time for you to clever be answer. Less selfish and hand toilet paper to others.
All clever, good answers.
I don't know, man. I guess I would not be nice to that person. I would look them in the eyes and not say a word and walk away.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say not be nice. Don't be nice.
The answer is don't be nice.
Yes! Woo! Clap, clap, clap! Clap, clap, clap!
Now, if you get all three, I will send a Horny for the Past t-shirt from my own collection to a random person on Twitter.
Fuck yeah.
Do we have addresses for the last week's people?
None of them responded.
Okay. Maybe they were big fans when the show first started.
Let's see. Hang on. Let me check really quick.
Okay. And I appreciate you checking. And that's
I'm
going to
need silence while I check. Yeah, this person, the person that didn't answer back has been forfeited.
Yes.
And now we have a new winner. Her name is Katie.
KD?
Oh, no. This person's name is KT Walty.
Tungstall.
And she is the new winner now.
Did she give her address?
Send address and hoodie size.
Wait, did you just pick another person?
No, this was someone that I had. They messaged us, or not messaged, but they tweeted at us and said, oh, I wish I could win a hoodie or something. And I felt like, well, if that other person doesn't answer, this person was asking. So I slid into their DMs and said, if the other person doesn't respond by Monday, you're in.
Okay.
And so they didn't respond. So that's how I chose.
Oh, that's great. Also, this is the last request to win a hoodie that there will ever be.
Yeah, I know. It's not working out.
So keep that in mind. That's not how you win contests, by asking to win the contest.
How did we give someone else the how did were there were two winners last time?
There was the person who submitted the question.
That's right. That's right.
Who I was a big fan of.
That's right.
And the person who was the randomly selected dormant internet user.
So you have that address, but you just need this address.
I have none of the addresses. Oh, okay. So you send them to me, I'll send them to my
address. Person who submitted the question, was that an email? Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to check the emails.
Get back to me. Great, don't
great.
Lie
Okay,
about
great.
It.
All right. So I'm one for how many are there?
One for three.
Great.
I think a good episode is three.
Great.
Just imagine in your mind's eye that the game show music is still going. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
What a visceral mind's eye.
Question number two. A germaphobe host refuses to shake my hand at a comedy show. You are be nice, or you are don't be nice.
You know what? Can I? I'm gonna inject my own thoughts into this. I would still be nice to that person because we got an ad right in the middle of this. I would be nice to that person because if
you would,
yes, because it's that person's choice. If they don't want to shake hands, like it is kind of rude to refuse a handshake.
Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. But there's a reason now. Right now for people to do that, I mm-hmm. think. And she said she was a germaphobe. She told you she told you the truth. She was being honest with you. And I would have been nice to that person. I would have said, okay, cool. It would have felt weird and mm-hmm. it would have been like, okay, sure, whatever, you fucking weirdo. But, you know, we're in some trying times. I would have been nice to that person. So I'm going to say be nice.
Steve, the official answer to what I would do is be nice.
Yay! Clap, 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 clap!
I wouldn't be mean to that person even if there wasn't a coronavirus. Because that person is a germaphobe.
And it's their right.
And I'm never going to see that person again.
Right.
So I'll just give you an elbow or give you a little fist bump. And then none of us will be the wiser.
Why'd you get her number, Mike?
Huh? Why'd I get her number?
Because you said number? You're never going to see that peep. Her sleep number. Hey, dog, what's your sleep number?
So this is kind of a departure. This next thing happened to somebody else. Mm. So you have to put me in her position.
Okay, so you witnessed something?
No, this was sent in.
Oh, sent in. Got it. Okay.
I'm guessing this woman works at like a Target or a store like Target.
Okay.
Picture like stores like Target.
Got it. Like Walmart.
That's what they sound like right now. So you're putting me in her position. When a customer asks you, when are you going to restock the hand sanitizer? They're sold out everywhere. While they empty your store shelves in an unnecessarily / unhelpful panic. Now you're charged with the task of course, be nice. Or don't be nice.
I mean, they're not being mean.
I imagine them.
They're being rude.
I would imagine them with a cart filled with toilet paper and toothpaste and other things that everybody needs.
Wait, hold on. Is this a song from Hercules? Zero to hero. You know what? You're right. This is someone that's being selfish. They're taking a lot of shit off the shelves for other people.
And you work there.
And I work there. Oh, I would be super annoyed because it's like, this is my store. I don't want to see people going nuts here. I want everybody to have equal chance to buy their useless items that won't help them anyway.
Dude, buying all the toilet paper and still getting coronavirus is the funniest shit I could think of.
Right. Especially the hand sanitizer, because it actually does nothing.
It weakens your immune system right. The more you use it, and you know all the panicked motherfuckers are using it on the daily.
Dude, if you played in a Chuck E. Cheese ball pit or a DZ ball pit when you were a kid, you're immune to the coronavirus, I think.
If you had your mouth open having fun in a Chuck E. Cheese.
If you used your hand or mouth to have fun at Chuck E. Cheese.
Get arrested.
I'm going to say don't be nice. I'm not going to be nice to that person.
Okay, well, Steve, the answer might surprise you here. I would be nice.
You would be nice.
I would be nice, and let me tell you why. One, I need that job. Okay?
You can get another retail job.
This is different than the first question, where I'm me watching somebody get all the toilet paper. If I'm me and I could leave that Target whenever I want, I'm like, fuck you, idiot.
But if
I'm
your job is to help people,
if I'm wearing a red shirt and I'm customer service in a Target, unless they're being ultra rude to me, be nice.
But my extent of being not nice to that person isn't a fuck off and then maybe I'll get fired kind of situation or get into an altercation with that person. My answer, my don't be nice, is to just literally be like, I don't know.
That's passive aggressive.
Looks like you got enough.
Nice. Yeah, but also, and here's something that's out of your control. They could take that and bring it to the manager and say, excuse me, manager, your employee, Esteban Zaragoza, was
not be nice to me.
Yeah.
And then you can get fired.
I guess it's one of those things where it's like, if I get fired from Target, I'll just go apply at Walmart.
You don't think Walmart's all staffed up right now?
It could be, yeah. But
they replaced half the employees at Walmart with hand sanitizing stations.
Hand sanitizing robots.
Yeah. Open up.
Are you... So that's a wrong one, then.
That's a wrong one. Wow, nobody wins. Shit. Nobody wins, but we all had a good time. And I think the friends we made are the friends that we made along the way.
Well, that gives us less work to do.
Yeah. It certainly does. Which will affect all of our answers from here on out. No, but it feels so much better when you win stuff based on honesty and love, well-being.
Dude, we just flew through this episode.
I had a great time. I'd like to remind everyone to watch the video episodes, which have an enormous amount of work and love put into them, whether they're by Ryman, Strymon, or Owen, I'm not dead yet, Carter. And I invite you all to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Watch that. Thank you all so much for buying up the chicken hoodies. They are restocked. We'll let you know next time they're sold out because they're bound to be again. Somebody asked me if I knew when they would be sold out again. And obviously, I don't have the answers to questions like that because I don't have a crystal ball.
And you don't work at Target.
Where they sell crystal balls. I have a bunch of dates coming up that you could find on MikeFalzone.com. May, when this whole virus shenanigan is over and everybody's freaking out about something else, I hope it is New York
done by May, because I'm going to a music festival in LA in
canceled
May. And it's like I'm really hoping it won't get canceled.
The music festival grabbed Starlet's ass at a Hollywood party, and it has been canceled.
E3 has been canceled because it harassed.
It said it had racist tweets in the past.
It said something racist on a podcast a year ago.
Oh my God! You hear how E3 tried to audition for Saturday Night Live? Holy fucking shit, man. We have a good time on this show. Steve, thank you for your time. Ryan, thank you for your time.
We got a package.
Oh, let's open up the package.
Yeah, let's open the package.
With gloves. Really. Do we have gloves? Wait, that's an Amazon package. This is how we get it. Welcome to watching me and Steve get it.
Oh, shit.
What's this? Oh, dude, what the fuck? What the fuck? Who sent this? Who sent this?
Let's find out. Hey, Steve. Looks like Mike's been upstaging you with his Fisher-Price DJ set.
Oh, gee. First of all, whoever sent this, go fuck yourself. Welcome back to Not Be Nice All the Time.
Yeah. Here's a MIDI for yourself with a keyboard, since you're so dang musical. I think Mike's more musical than I am.
I was a musician for 16 years, but fuck my ass.
And
right?
Then it says, joking about Mike, by the way.
Eat a dick. Never forgiven.
It says, here's to chaos. This is certainly someone who is a fan of chaos.
Uh-huh. You have to set up so much
who it's from
to do this, but it is beautiful.
I guess I could look into...
Let me see these things. Let me see these papiers.
Yeah,
you describe what it is. I'll see these papiers.
It doesn't say who sent it.
So it's a MIDI controller. It does have about 8 pressure-sensitive... programmable drum boutonnieres, which could be really fun. You already have something that has 28 pressure sensitive boutonnieres. But that's good because now there's also a keyboard.
Yeah, it says it's got 25 synth action mini keys, four-way thumbstick for dynamic pitch and modulation control. So it's basically what you...
Welcome back to dynamic pitch.
I think it is like a... It's like yours, but it has a keyboard on it.
And it can't record anything.
Built-in arpeggiator, 8 backlit velocity-sensitive MPC-style pads.
Oh, it is beautiful. It does light up.
Oh, it's got a dedicated octave up and octave down button.
Perfect. Ooh, hey. Ooh,
hey. That sounds like. I don't think it records, but it comes with a software.
No, you need to install the software. Yeah. You need to program sounds into it.
But actually, I don't think it would interfere too much with our setup because I think it would just go into my computer and then this would connect to the computer.
Correct, but now you have to have that. And on this table, and a computer on the table, and your soundboard on the table.
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be a project. We'll see what we can do this.
But it is beautiful. We do appreciate it very much. It's
a wonderful gift, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun with it. So thank you to whoever sent this to us. And whoever did send this to us, please send us a history road and tell us who you are.
Yeah.
Because we'd love to give you a shout out and maybe send you a free something because you're a great person.
Also, I didn't agree to it. Also, you gotta keep in mind that when you start your cute notes off by trying to get the getter, you get dot. And keep that in mind.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to Dynamic Banter. We appreciate you all. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ryan. And please subscribe to youtube.com/dynamicbanter to see all of our video versions of the podcast. Mm-hmm. You can see all of our visual shenanigans.
Yes.
And that's that. Thank you, guys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.